This is the day which the Lord has made. We will
rejoice and be glad.
It's hard to do sometimes. In our Ground Zero lesson last week, one of the young men said, easier said than done sometimes to get up and move on, to be good, to do these things. It sounds easy enough on paper, but then I've got to put what's on paper and I've got to read it, I've got to hear it, I've got to consume that into my soul and into my mind and into my heart, and I've got to make that work for me and where I am. When was the last time you fell? It wasn't that long ago, a couple weeks ago. The one piece of ice left about this long and this narrow right next to my car, and I got out of it, and as I went to turn, whoosh, down I went. It looked like a Twister game when I caught myself. But my point is, we all, no matter how old we are, no matter how cautious we are, I thought, oh, be careful, be careful. I put my foot right on that piece of ice. The one piece of ice left in the parking lot at work, and I stepped on it. I had a fun time watching that in video over and over and over and replay and replay. Slow motion, had him going down, had him helping himself up. But that's what happens in life. We fall down and we get back up and we have to keep going. You know, he gets us down sometimes. Who is he? Man, I don't know. Sometimes we blame God, but sometimes it's not him. Sometimes it's our own self. Sometimes it's others, but it's the enemy that makes us think we can't get back up. And I thought, man, I had a coworker that killed himself last week. And that was tough. I got the news Saturday, late afternoon, early evening. And this was a fellow manager in another store. And he was going through some things, unbeknownst to us at the time. But guess where he was the few weeks before that? He was the same place you're sitting right now today. He was sitting in church that he attended every week. I thought, man, why does God allow this to happen? And there we are going, God, why do you allow this to happen? It's that dang free will he gives us. But he also gives us a way out. Church, it's here. We've got to get in this. We have to read it. We have to understand it and know what it says. And know the truth that is inside these pages. Matter of fact, they're burying him 3 hours from now in northeast Arkansas. And I thought, what a tragedy. He leaves behind a young child. He lost a 16-year-old son 4.5-5 years ago. But he could not face what was ahead of him. It was too much for him. And I really struggled to wrap my hands around what happened, especially for a man that attended church. Church, let's not kid ourselves and think we're beyond tripping and falling and stumbling, and we're beyond the reach of the devil. Don't think for a second. The minute you think you are beyond the reach of the devil is the minute he will trip you up. But I'm here to tell you, the man that said, I'm going to put myself on this, and I'm going to be pierced on this thing. And he said, man, I'm going to defeat that grave. And I'm going to defeat the enemy. I'm going to win that battle, and I'm going to win it for you. This is how I fight my battles, we say. We sang so many songs today. You know, Mark chapter 10:45 says, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. And give his life a ransom for many. When he went to the cross, he did it for you, and he did it for me, and he did it for our friends and our relatives. To give his life a ransom for many, he paid the price. Turn in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 24. That's where we'll be today. Proverbs chapter 24. And I'm here to tell you, as you go through day-to-day things, and by things I mean struggles, hardships, this message and this verse is for you today. In
Christ's resurrection, he defeated the enemy. He said, I'm going to give you a way to understand that.
Today's message is pretty simple. It says, I will rise. And I think about it just as we did the this is the day which the Lord has made. When you break it up and say, this is the day. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day. Today it's going to happen. It's the same thing. I will rise. I will rise. I will rise. And you put that emphasis wherever you need it to be today for you and your situation. I will rise. That sounded even better when all three are emphasized. I like that. Wow. In his resurrection, death was defeated. It doesn't say, hey, you're never going to have any more trials. I went to the cross for that. Your life will be easy peasy when you accept me. When you're baptized, no more troubles. No, it doesn't say that. It says you will face trials and tribulations. You're going to go through these things. And Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16 is our focus. Verse 16. There's 18 words in it, and we need to see what those 18 words tell us. And it's quite a story that it tells us as believers. And I'm going to give you five different areas to look at in that and understand what it's telling us there. The first one, I better read the scripture first, hadn't I? I guess I better do that. I guess I better get in the right place, right? I'm sorry. Proverbs 24, 16. Come on, Adam. A little stumble there. And it says, for a righteous man may fall seven times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity. Some versions say a just man. So the first thing we learn in there is a difference in how we are living our life. Are we the righteous man that it talks about? Righteous man may fall seven times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity. Or are we the wicked person? How are we living our life? That's the first thing we've got to understand. To know where we're going and where we've been, where are we at? I've said it before, I want to go over there. Great. How do I get there? Where are you? I don't know. Hard to give directions. Do you go north, south, east, or west? I don't know where I'm at. We have to know where we're at. Are we the righteous man or are we the wicked man? That sounds pretty simple. There's a just or righteous man. Then there's a wicked man. There's two different lifestyles. There's two different ways that they fall. And what happens when they fall. The second thing is pretty simple. A righteous man will fall. If you are just and righteous, you will fall. So don't think, hey, I'm a just man, I'm a righteous man. Walking along, you're going to fall. Again, accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior doesn't say you won't fall, you won't stumble, you won't face things. Two different lifestyles, two different falls, and two different reactions when you fall, or consequences when you fall. The Bible says we're going to do that. Even walking in uprightness, it says we will fall. Where do we fit in on the fallen? Are we the just or the wicked? Now, the third thing is pretty simple again. I said, a righteous man will fall. So if you're righteous, you will fall. Even if you're righteous, you'll fall. Second thing is, when you're righteous, you will fall. A righteous man will fall. And it sounds like it's saying the same thing, but it's not. It's saying the righteous will fall, and it's saying the righteous will fall. Make no mistake about it, you're going to fall down. It's not if I fall, it's when am I going to fall down. Don't be upset and don't be disappointed when you fall and when you stumble.
yourself a little break. Yeah, it's frustrating, but give yourself a break. What was the first thing I did when I fell the other day and picked myself up? Anyone see that? Nope. So what did I do? I went inside and said, hey, come look at this video of me falling. And then I went and showed people how silly I looked. Sometimes just laugh at yourself. When you fall, laugh at yourself. Learn from it, for goodness sake. Now, trust me, when I got back in my car, I held on to this side, the door frame, and I got in very carefully. Actually, I even took a picture of that little piece of ice that I slipped on. I said, I can't believe that little piece of ice I stepped on. One chunk in the whole dang parking lot, and I stepped on it. Laugh at yourself every once in a while. Give yourself a break. Cut yourself some slack. My goodness, I look at the 12 disciples and think, well, they were all perfect. You all will deny Christ, but I won't. They may stumble, but I won't. Oops. I'm following Jesus, man. I'm a good man. How much are you going to give me to turn them in? Thank you. There's a lot of people falling in the Old and New Testament. And a lot of those were able to rise to the occasion and move on and be very productive. They were righteous men. What about that one guy, the Old Testament? Oh, what's his name? Old Job. Well, he was a dirty little rascal, wasn't he? No. Says he was a great man of God. I don't know so much that he tripped and fell, but man, his world was falling all around him, wasn't it? Oh my goodness, as I'm giving you this bad news, here's this bad news with another messenger, and this bad news with another messenger. Oh, and my wife and kid, wife and friends, why don't you just curse God and die? Forget that guy. But God was able to restore him more so than he had in the beginning. You know, Jan, I appreciate your comments about such a permanent ending to a temporary situation. And I think about Job, and I thought about that, and I thought Job faced a lot of bad stuff in his life. But he still faced tomorrow. And he still served the Lord. And he was still faithful to him. And the Lord gave him a better life than he had before. God gives us a way out. But man, every now and then we've got to lift our head up. Oh, woe is me, woe is me. Lift our head up and see what that way out is and see where it is. Listen to what others are telling us. In the midst of a storm or a fire, exits this way. What do they tell you on the airplane? Know where your exits are. Sometimes it may be in front of you. Sometimes it may be behind you. The closest one is behind you. You have to listen to people that know. But we also have to be people that know. What do I mean by that? We have to be able to see things in other people and see deeper. And I know there were a lot of people frustrated that they couldn't see this coming to our friend and our coworker. But we have to open our eyes to what God is telling us. Erin shared with us Wednesday evening about a trip out to Denver and how God used her and then showed her some different things in a good conversation. But she said, man, you got to be careful. When you tell God, use me as your instrument, when God says, come on up here, instrument, I need you. I'm sorry, what? God can use us. God wants to use us. But when he says, hey, come, we've got to come. We've got to jump into that. We've got to join in. So the righteous man is going to fall. Number four, I just mentioned it basically. Don't be upset or disappointed when you fall. Guys, this will lead to great disappointment as a Christ follower. Woo, I've accepted Jesus Christ. Man, I'm going to church. Woohoo! I trip, stumble, and fall. Dang it, I knew I couldn't do that. I'm no good. And people leave all the time. They are too new and they're too weak to understand that the Lord gives them the strength to stand back up. To get back up and to move on to the next challenge.
And depending on where you are when you accept Christ,
that depends on the challenges you're going to face. Well, I was never with Him. I was running way over here in the darkness. There's going to be a little steeper climb and a little longer climb to get out of that, possibly. Now, sometimes God does a miracle and He immediately removes you from that situation. Praise God for that. Because that long and steep and dark climb out, man, that weighs on you and it sucks your life. But God says, I come that you have what? Life, and have it more abundantly. And when you're tired from walking up those places and going around those things that you've gotten yourself into and taking longer paths so you don't take the shortcut through the old neighborhood, if you will, He says, I will renew you. I will refresh you. I will restore you. And I will give you energy. And I will give you life that you may have it more abundantly. Great. These are great quoted scriptures all the time. And I love those scriptures. But I believe those scriptures also. I believe them. I believe that He came to give me life. That I may have it, what? More abundantly. My Lord, the older I get, the better life gets. Eric, you've mentioned before, oh, the grandchildren, man, they're wonderful. Can't understand it till when? Till you have them. Woohoo! I turned over a little atlas the other day to Tim and said, here you go, thanks for being a great grandfather also. I know he has two wonderful grandparents. What a joy they are. But our eyes have to be open to recognize that. We have a great life sometimes and we don't even realize that it's in front of us. Marriage is often, oh my gosh, we've got this beautiful bride and we don't even realize that bride or that husband, the groom, that's so wonderful for us and to us. We don't realize how good they are. And we're quick to move on to the next one. Oh, this would be a little better. Ah, that one wasn't so good. I'm going to move on. And people move through. We have to quit searching for those type of things and say, God has given me beauty right in front of me. He's given me a wonderful family. I recognize that. Now, I recognize that long ago. That didn't take me any time at all. But not everybody does. My point being, we have to open our eyes to recognize what are the trials and tribulations and what we can work through and push through. Don't be upset or disappointed when you fall. Now, I said that earlier that we'll fall and don't be disappointed. Let me read this one more time. Because it says, don't be upset or disappointed when you or others fall again. For a righteous man may fall seven times. That hit me as I was studying. And I didn't like what God revealed to me about it. Not just that I might fall seven times, but, oh my goodness, family, friends, others may fall, what, seven times? I'm with them that first and second time. Third and fourth time, I'm a little frustrated with them. Oh, man, really? Fifth, sixth, and seventh time, they're a mess. I'm done with them. Could you imagine being that person that has stumbled for the seventh time? Please, I know you've helped me. Can you help me one more time? Please. I can't get up out of this place. And I didn't like where that hit me. That I didn't want to be there for people on their fifth or sixth or seventh time. Not there to comfort them, not there to care for them, not there to show them the love of Christ and the compassion of Christ. Let alone to offer a hand to help them up. We will fall. And we will fall again. And again. And again. We have to learn to accept that about ourselves and others and grow through it. Look at them. They're not repentant, or that would have never happened. Would have never happened. They can't possibly be fully committed to Christ. They haven't submitted their life, or this never would have happened. What Bible are you reading, guys? Kisha, you mentioned it. Man, it says when we walk and stumble. But it says, for those of us that walked in darkness before, we should know better about a new person. Especially the first couple times they stumble. If they repent, maybe their fall is something different this time than what they repented of. Maybe they repented, but man, this enemy was so strong. And I was bound up, and I tried with all my might. And I tried to break the chains. I gave it everything I had this time. And they wouldn't come off. They wouldn't break. And I knew God was more powerful than these chains, but I tried and I couldn't get them to break. Can we be there to help them? Can we help them? Will we help them? Now the Lord does tell us when we read this again, that's why it's so important to tie things together. He's like, you got to watch out. Don't get drugged down into their dark spiral.
I'm going in this sinful place. I'm going to save everybody in there. Where'd Adam go? Well, he went in there. How long ago? 7 years ago. He hadn't come back out.
We have to be careful. We have to be discerning. Where am I going? And by the way, how strong am I? Don't fool yourself by your strength. Church, I'm telling you. I'm as strong as the next guy. Matter of fact, the situation at work, I was reminded of one of my favorite MASH episodes. And they got a guest doctor in, or a fill-in doctor, and he just walked away, and they were looking for him because they needed him. They found him sitting there, wringing his bloody hands, looking at him, and he said, I keep scrubbing. It just won't come off. The blood won't come off. I can't. This Honeycutt and Hawkeye walk out. Honeycutt says, I thought he was as strong as the rest of us. And Hawkeye said, that's what scares the hell out of me. And I thought that with our co-worker. Many of us were talking, having discussions, and I said, I thank God every day that I'm strong and can take this pressure and the weight that's on my shoulders of whatever, be it work or whatever. There's no pressure at home or whatever, but work is a lot of pressure. And I thought, don't fool yourselves, guys. We think we're strong, but the minute we are so full of ourselves is the minute we will crumble and fall. Look at verse 17 and 18. It says, "Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles." Now, church, I've been there. We're just waiting and watching, and we're just, thank God they fell. They deserve it, you know. It tells us don't do those things, lest the Lord see it and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. We don't get to sit back and judge others that are falling, or the wicked when they fall. Don't rejoice when the enemy falls. See, that's the other thing. Ooh. Are we there to help the enemy up as well? Now, not to do us more harm. Again, we have to be careful. Let the Lord handle it. You know, sometimes when we get up, we have to say, is there a step to getting up beforehand? And when we're laying down and get up, we may just need to kneel. That's a great place to start. Let me get up. Lord, can you help me? Lord, can you deliver me? That's where people cry out. When they've fallen and they're on their knees, and they take time before they get up to stay there, to get there and to stay there, and to rise when they're done. Now, here's the fifth and final note. But I believe this is the most important thing for all of us. Proverbs 24, verse 16, "For a righteous man may fall seven times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity." There is no rising up mentioned there. For believers, when we fall, we must get up. And it says we will get up. It says we will. "For a righteous man may fall and rise again." Get up. Get up. Get up, church. And today is the day. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Someone in here today needs to get up. And it's not the band, although it may be, but someone out there, it may be for you today, that you need to get up. Listen carefully. Your fall does not have to be final. Are you hearing that? Are you accepting that? Your fall does not have to be final. Remember the football player a while back had that ball. He's going to town. Woohoo! Made it into the end zone. Wrong team. Wrong end zone. But it wasn't his final thing that he did. It wasn't final. He came back and caused a play that allowed them to win the game. Each fall, each stumbling block is turned into a stepping stone for us. And we use those stepping stones as wisdom and knowledge and growth. In and through God's strength for His glory, get up! Today is your day to get up. Maybe today is for you to rise up from something, to say, this is not final. I'm going to fall and I'm going to fall again. It's like that forward momentum. Two steps forward and one step back is still forward momentum. And the next day you take two steps forward and one step back is still forward momentum. We have to understand that He gives us strength to move forward through the things that we go through. He allows us to use those as stepping stones to a better place. Today is your day to understand, even though you may be just and righteous, you will fall. And you'll fall again. Give yourself a break. Maybe today, it's for you to allow someone to get up. Maybe you've seen that person laying there, and today is the day you say, give me your hand. Let me help you up.
Maybe today is that day to help someone up. Amen. Let's rise. Let's praise God this morning. Let us rise again.